Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's the end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show.
Hi there. Welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show. Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. Hey there. I'm Gregor. I'm host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. Nerd talk and news and dumb jokes and headaches and everything. We got it all. Fighting with my family on the internet. Love it all. What a weekend, huh? What a weekend. I did this dumb thing where I was like, hey, there's a news agency, news is used loosely, that is depicting Seattle on fire using photos of a different city and saying that armed guards are shaking down businesses for protection in the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone back in the day, now called CHOP. And I was like, that is not true. This is all, as one would say, fake news. It is a somewhere of a mix between what was happening at the beginning was a mix between an Occupy movement where people moved into Callenderson Park and started setting up tents. And I immediately started worrying about the hygiene there because that's a really interesting way for that. The plague to spread that can happen. I'm being hyperbolic, but you get it. And then there was that. And then there was a bunch of art that was happening. And then there was a bunch of people speaking out. And it was really, in a weird way, sort of positive. Not weird. That's not weird. It's just that, like, there was progressive. There was progress being made. People were coming and listening and showing up and everything. Well, over the weekend, that all went to shit because the Capitol Hill, organized protest fell into disarray. All night fireworks and drinking and whatnot turned into brawls, into gunfire, into a 19-year-old kid being murdered, to another person taking a gunshot to the chest, evidently, to cops not being able to handle it they want the way they want, the protesters not wanting the cops in, everyone blaming the paramedics. It was a huge mess of people acting like idiots on all sides. And that sucks. I'm an idiot, too. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to be above any of this. But just the organized protest part, it should just be called Capitol Hill again, because that part is organized protest part gone. Murder present. And I got online and I defended this thing, and it's not about me, oh poor me, or whatever, but now I have to go back and have my family be like, see, told you. No, you didn't tell me at the time. That's not what was happening. Everything was fine at the time. It devolved into this garbage. If you want to say it devolved into a murder zone, then fine, I'm there with you. I just want people to have equal rights. Well, there's other news. One of Kurt Cobain's guitars was foolishly given away and then sold at auction, and at least someone who is potentially cool bought it. That and more now on the news.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
We'll get to that Nirvana guitar here in a second, but first, today in coronavirus, some pretty ugly numbers, some of the worst since April in Washington State, where more than 1,000 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 were discovered, including almost 500 yesterday alone. King, Pierce, and Snohomish counties are still looking okay, considering it's Yakima that's become the epicenter. A real disaster. The Chop Zone in Seattle took a sad turn over the weekend when a teenager was shot and killed. Another man found himself in critical condition after a brawl turned into a shooting. The Seattle Times says, quote, "There is no public evidence to suggest the shooting was connected to the protests, but neither Seattle police detectives nor Seattle fire medics reached the scene after the shootings." That is where the stories between protesters and officials radically deviate. Then last night, more gunfire from Chop and another victim. A literal bag of bones! A group of TikTok teens found a suitcase on some rocks near Alki Beach and quickly discovered it's stuffed with plastic bags that are full of human remains. Whew. It's sad that something this terrible will become a side note to all the other crazy stuff that's happening right now. And finally, Kurt Cobain's unplugged guitar sold at auction for more than $6 million. The 1959 Martin guitar had dealers anticipating something between $1 and $2 million, so this is nuts. It's officially the most expensive guitar sale ever, surpassing David Gilmour's almost $4 million Strat from a couple years ago. The dude who won the auction is the Rode Microphone founder, Peter Friedman. Cobain's kid, Frances Bean, gave the guitar away to her now ex-husband, who took the attitude of like, what? It was a gift. I do what I want.
You just got news.
Yeah, so the country is experiencing a lot of COVID-19, yet things are starting to ramp back up. Did you watch any of the sports over the weekend, specifically the British Premier League, the English Premier League? So it's not British because Scotland's not involved. The English Premier League got back into it, playing in empty stadiums. It's pretty cool. Like at CenturyLink, when the Sounders play, they don't fill up the whole thing by design. Fill up like 42,000 something. And then they put like tarps over the rest of the seats, and it looks awesome. You can put advertising or pictures of people, or in some cases, flags of nations or whatever. It's really neat. Then what NBC did, or I don't know if the Premier League did it or what, but NBC offered a feed on television where there's authentic crowd noise that's been recorded, and someone must just be able to mix it and control it. Like, oh, that's something that they would boo at. Boo! Boo! But immediately, as soon as the first kick happened, it's incredible. It sounds exactly like there's an actual soccer match happening, except for when there's goals. They don't quite have that down. The players don't hear anything. To them, it's just an empty stadium with their coach screaming at them to get back or whatever it is. And then it's like this incredible, like, it takes you totally, it's great escapism on the part of the broadcaster. Ah, I just couldn't get enough soccer over the weekend. Still catching up. Still already had things spoiled. It's cool how easy the technology worked, though, right? Now I want that Japanese company that said that you could vote from home to be able to control what's going on. So if you're watching and you're mad, you could hit the I'm mad button and the crowd would be like, oh, I'm grumpy. Is there a button that gets the security to kick out people because they have an Antifa shirt on? And then another one that makes the crowd that's not there leave?
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Virgin Galactic and NASA have inked a deal that'll hand over the keys to the rockets to private citizens. What could go wrong? Nah, it's actually just part of a bigger plan to get more people to the International Space Station for a fee. Virgin still can't get there themselves, but they would actually facilitate the training and arrange the seats aboard other rockets, like a space travel agency. Keep in mind, while you're there, they'll probably make you do science-y stuff and math. So if you hated high school, this might be problematic. Also, the $20 million tickets will probably be challenging. All right. The dude who invented the Segway. Has anyone added VR goggles to a Segway? That would be dangerously dope. Anyway, the dude who invented the Segway has moved on to weirder pastures and is now working on starting human organ factories. Organs like livers and eyeballs. Huh. He thinks that in 10 years, 3D printing organ tissue will be NBD, bro. Well, the way this COVID thing is going, how far away from new lungs are you, mister? And finally, a new research paper published by Scientific Reports suggests that the ancient ancestor to the crocodile may have run around on two legs instead of four. While I'm sure that would have looked like a T-Rex or something, I'd rather imagine him like a human with a little business suit and a crocodile mortgage he can't afford. Oh my god, the damn property taxes. I'd rather just go extinct. Well, Dale, you did vote for Giant Meteor, so...
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Hey, thanks for downloading. Thanks for listening. I do this more cathartically for myself to speak, but I'm glad to be able to share with you. Have a great day. Bye.
This is the end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
All right, thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.